Yeah, so you finally saw Trump's white power video. What do you think?
What are you putting me on the spot for? Well, I can't have an opinion. I'm a white person.
That's fair. Hey, you finally saw Trump's white power video. Are you prepared to be silent and have me tell you what you think?
No.
Are you prepared for that?
No.
But listen, you're stuck. You're in a tough spot.
I know.
Family. You're a white person that like wants to have an opinion.
I do.
That sucks. I couldn't imagine what it's like to be a white person right now that wants to have an opinion.
It's rough.
I bet it is.
You don't know who you can tell your opinion to and who you can't.
Dude, you can't trust me.
I don't. Yeah, like all those groups that they have that are getting like, they're like anti-racist groups now.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, right? And you're supposed to get together. But I don't think you get, as a white person, I don't think you come to that to talk. I think you come to that to listen,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, you have to like wear your listening clothes.
Yeah.
For some reason, I feel like you should wear white gloves and just like,
a lot of that.
Your hands have to be clam.
Yeah,
like in a clam.
So is that show you're not a threat? Is that how you like? Is that a complete non-threat?
I think it's like.
Or I'm here to learn.
I think it's is it a learning thing?
It makes me think
you're not asking for something.
No.
But you're also not necessarily open for reception.
Yeah.
But knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah.
That's open for knowledge. We both did it.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes it, that proves that it's universal, or it's like, yeah, they kind of deserve each other. That is, I just think it's funny because so... You know, that white power video gets posted. And they're calling it a white power video, although it's like 2 minutes long. And the white power thing was just kind of an afterthought. Like the video, I don't think, was posted because of that. Right?
Right.
So, and Trump deleted it. They couldn't get a hold of him right away because he was golfing.
Yeah.
And he put his phone down for 3 hours, which.
And nobody else has access to his Twitter? I assume there'd be like the emergency human that can like get into all of his accounts.
No, I mean, that's only, I guess he's got to die for that to happen. I don't know. But, so we learned there is no emergency human for his Twitter.
Yeah, like that's
Trump
all him.
Trump handles his Twitter.
Yeah.
He's like, one thing you know about me, ain't no fake shit going on with my Twitter.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's all me. That check mark is because I'm the one doing the shit.
Yeah.
So.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I fucks with that alone. Like, if that at least has some integrity.
Yeah.
Like, he's saying all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's drafting that for him.
Yeah.
He's saying all that stuff. So that's, but also I saw this one article that was saying that something else he posted had a picture in it or something. And they asked him if he noticed that the picture was in it. And he was like, I noticed everything. Which is hilarious to me because he can't admit for a second that he was ever wrong.
Yeah.
He admitted that he was like, "Oh, I didn't catch that."
Yeah,
in there
on the white power one.
Yeah, in the white power. I mean,
I think it's interesting that, like, so have we? And I'm sure people have because it's crazy right now. Like, have people tracked down that man that yelled "white power"? And like, because I don't think that, and maybe I'm naive, but I don't think that he's like an active member of KKK in the group of KKK chapter that really is about anti-black things. You know, like I don't think that he's, you know. Like, maybe he has some opinions that not everybody, you know, like, wouldn't be so popular right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think he's out there spreading hate. Like you said, he was reacting to somebody yelling angry things at him. So he was trying to yell something angry at them that would get their goat and make them mad.
Yeah, it's really hard to assess the level of threat when a white person yells white power at a white person who's yelling at them that they're racist.
Right. Like, it's almost like... what are you going to say now type of thing. It's like, called ya.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really like, that happened.
Yeah, just a bunch of white dudes yelling at each other. Middle-aged white men yelling at
white power at a white person?
What does that even mean?
Yeah, like, that's like that Spider-Man meme. Like,
yeah.
Like, two spider, like, pointing at each other.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
there's like these catchphrases, like these things that you just absolutely shouldn't be caught saying. Because if you say them, they mean that you're a terrible person.
Depending on what color you are. That matters.
True.
Because I can yell white power at somebody.
what would it even mean if you were yelling? It would, you'd be like calling them out. You'd be a hero. You'd be a justice warrior.
I would have to, like, I guess if I yelled it at somebody that was like a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And I was like, white power. You know, like, that would be like,
I see you and your racistness.
Sarcastic, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, still a black person yelling white power is kind of funny to me. And it's, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of all the different things that I can yell. It's pretty much all of it.
You can yell anything you want.
Right now, black people have the freedom of speech green light.
Yeah. Do you like that? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I like it anytime I'm on the side of getting to do what I want.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of sad to see what's happening to you.
Would you stand by me?
If yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You kidding?
You and the kids would take one side of the house. You'd put me in the basement. We would just let her stay here. I'd live in the shed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, she was yelling white power. Yeah. It's also funny to me that, like, back to Trump, like, how he never admits that he's wrong about anything. That's probably why he loves dictators so much.
Yeah. Well, you know? He's got to admire them a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder if he believes them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be funny to me if he did. Like, I'm not, you know, it's just like, I don't know what his level of intelligence is.
Yeah.
But to some degree, when you want to, when you're trying to manufacture your world, you want to believe wholeheartedly that the seeing the results of somebody else's manufactured world, you want to believe it's authentic.
Yeah.
So that you can believe that yours is authentic.
Right. Like he believes Putin's a man. I think he really believes Putin's a man, like riding around shirtless on a horse.
Yeah.
Like that guy's doing it.
Yeah. Like he met with Kim Jong-un, the son, right?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il was the dad.
Yeah.
So I just imagine he goes up to Kim Jong-un and he was like, so I heard your dad was a great golfer. And had an impeccable way with the ladies. I mean, I also heard your dad never pooped. What? Was it a condition or it was just will? It's just, that's funny to me. I just can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un's sister was causing, stirring up some trouble over there.
Yeah.
You hear about that?
Yeah. It was like, he did not golf a perfect game. Yeah, it's like, what was the trouble?
She was like at the border and she was like
twerking.
No, it's just like, I don't know, like yelling at the South Koreans ready to start war at them. I don't know. She was really
just stand at the border and yell at the South Koreans. That's funny to me. It's just funny to me to like stand at a border and yell at anybody.
They are like, North Korea is so bad Fire Nation of Avatar to me. Like, I feel like that's what they are.
They are. They are the Fire Nation.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, hands down, they are. They're like the only place from the Avatar that exists.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, we only have a Fire Nation.
Uh-huh.
And then in Russia, they're the Fire Nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're kind of the Fire Nation.
All Fire Nations.
It's just
nations.
A world of Fire Nations.
I don't know what's wrong with our balance.
Yeah, man. That's pretty wild. It's, I don't even know what else I was about to say, but man, I'm like stuck on that Avatar universe analogy right now. And it's like, holy fuck, we are all Fire Nations. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, bad, evil Fire Nations. Yeah, I was thinking about this recently. Like, America, like, we're mercenaries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we always have been. Like, that's always been our thing. Like, they say, like, you know, like, we stopped slavery, and, like, there are still parts of the world that do slavery. And it's like, yeah, they've been doing slavery forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to just stop. Like, that's how they started. That's how they got their wealth to be the nations that they are. Like, of course they're still doing slavery.
Yeah.
Like, in us, we're mercenaries. That's how we started.
Yeah.
You know, we're like war for hire.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, yeah. We're always selling old weapons to people.
Yeah.
And then we have to go fight them.
Like, that's what the Civil War was. It's like, can we pay you enough money to shoot your dad? You know what I mean? It's like, like was it the Revolutionary War? Which one was the one that they say was brother versus brother?
Civil War.
The Civil War.
That was,
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's like. Or your grandpa, your racist grandpa. Yeah. Your southern racist grandpa. Can we pay you enough? Like now it's like, can we, we're still mercenaries for that same reason, but now we're like exposing our parents on YouTube for likes and shit.
Oh yeah, that's so crazy. I hadn't really thought about how that like kids, like you told me that story about that daughter exposing her dad.
Yeah.
On Facebook and social media. But like, yeah, like that, like, like, because everybody's got racist grandparents, and now it's like, are you going to turn on them? Are you going to, you know,
I mean,
you
still it's better than
them?
Shooting them in the face with a musket. I guess so. No, but that is a wild, I can't stop thinking about, I've been thinking about this for like a month, about how we're mercenaries.
Yeah.
You know, and Trump just leaned into it.
Yeah.
He was like, we're not going to keep protecting all these countries and not getting paid for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, you were.
I didn't even know we weren't getting paid for it. We were getting paid for that?
Yeah.
Good Lord. We were just protecting these fuckers for free. Yeah. But we're mercenaries.
you want to, I guess you do want to be a war culture.
I just think it's in the way that I see myself. Because it's the way that we are. Like, I'm just a microcosm of America. I'm just a little America.
Just a little America.
Just a little America.
Yeah.
That's what they call me, little America. I'm just little America. Yeah. That's all. And, you know, I just represent, like, all the good and bad things that is America.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have a mercenary spirit.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I'm with a white woman.
Well, it's very mercenary of you. Like, you went and stole a woman from another culture.
Don't try to make yourself a prize. Not in, not in 2020. You cannot. Like, white women are not allowed to be prizes in 2020.
Come on.
He gets none.
Damn,
he gets
it.
None. You get no adulation.
Okay.
Nothing, like, everything it is, like, you get no. We take your feminine wiles.
You guys, men have been doing that forever.
Yeah, white women had their feminine wiles confiscated in 2020. You can't. All you can do, it's funny because like when you take a white woman's feminine wiles away from her, all she can do is ask to see the manager from that point on.
That's how we're all becoming Karens. We didn't even know it's like happening to everybody slowly.
Yeah, that's what the current climate is doing to white women. It's making all of you Karens.
That's why we're standing outside with no bra on and our arms crossed. And like, I'm gonna call the police.
And it's funny because like every white woman thinks they're not the Karen.
Yeah.
And it's 100% of you right now.
You can't, I'm not Karen, Sydney. Stop it.
It's like even the posts about social injustice where Karens are on the side of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You read their post and they have such a let me speak to your manager ring to them. You know, it's a whole lot of like Karens are the one out there making the morality ultimatums.
Yeah.
You know, like if you don't, you're this. If you don't, you're that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, they're all over the place, man.
Well, this is why we need to bring back goddesses and like women need to embrace
I agree with
sexuality.
You. I agree with you. We're in a climate, though, that breeds imbalance on itself.
It does.
Because we can't hoist up the white woman right now.
And the world needs that.
But, I mean, that's the thing. It's like a rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah.
And it's like,
come on now. Yeah,
like, come on. We're in the water too. Like, yeah. I see, like white women are like, we want to go too. And it's just funny to me because there's another aspect of white culture, like where white culture sees other cultures having fun. They want to do that fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
And a lot of this looks fun. A lot of this protest atmosphere looks fun. And like white people can't really jump in on the fun right now.
No. I mean, they've done a lot of protesting though, right?
Yeah, but it's just funny that now it's time. Like this is the time. Like all this fun is happening. White people have to like be somber. And
yeah,
quiet
and listen. And listen. We do have to
like,
be quiet.
They keep looking up and people are dancing. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, white people are not allowed loud protests right now.
No,
like,
no.
We're quiet protesting at the moment.
White people have created their own Footloose. They're living their Footloose nightmare right now.
Yeah.
It's just like just white, like black people just like twerking and high fiving and just having a good time. Just wearing kente cloth and doing all the dances. And white people are like, oh. They're like, remember like the movie Roger Rabbit, where Roger Rabbit was like, he was hiding in that back room.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Just like knocking on different walls. That's what black people are doing right now. It's just like going up to white people going, da 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 da.
And the remake of that movie, Roger Rabbit becomes a Karen. Like, poof, into a Karen.
He's in the back room, just like growing out like the side of his hair.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's just in the back room growing bangs from anxiety. I mean, that's what bangs are on white women. They're anxiety bangs. It's anxiety hair. What were we talking about? Yeah, man, we're just ripping. We're just ripping and running in this one. All right. Yeah, this feels better.
Yeah.
This feels better. We already recorded some, and I wasn't in the right zone.
No.
Like,
no.
I feel.
But we can't blame you. It had to be my fault. Because God,
you're so right. What am I saying?
Right?
What am I saying?
It wasn't you.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, we were.
I'm sorry I made you uncomfortable.
It was. She, Ainsley was more confident than me in the last podcast. She was appropriating black people confidence.
I was talking about brown people.
Yeah, she dunked on me. It was fucked up. I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're just trying to do a podcast. Stop crossing me over. What is wrong with you? Yeah. Man, what else? What is going on in the world? What is going on, man? Mm. I mean, I don't even know what we talked about just now. To say, like, we talked about this.
We talked about the creation of Karens.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We can revisit that.
Yeah.
That was an interesting story, and I just didn't feel like that was the reason why I was like, we got to stop this, because I'm not in the right place to receive this right now.
Oh, the very first Karen.
Yeah. The very first Karen.
Queen Kahina.
Queen Kahina of Northern Africa.
Northern Africa.
And, I did like how I realized she might be a non-POC.
She might. But how POC do you have to be a POC nowadays? Like, is...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Nobody knows that?
We haven't established that.
Yeah.
You know, we need some parameters here.
Yeah.
You know, I need to know who can say the N-word right now. Yeah, I'm very curious about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, like, that's, you know, this protest movement is supposed to... I mean, they came back with a whole list of things for the cops to do. It was like, cops can't do chokeholds anymore. Cops can't. It's just like who are the POCs?
I don't know.
We should at least establish that.
We should.
You're right. So, Queen Kahina of Northern Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was a ruler there. I don't even know where to go back.
I know.
When
so crazy,
the camels came. Like,
yeah, There were camels.
So it was right at the time when Muhammad died. So the religion Muslim religion was recently formed. And they were looking to go out and spread their religion, which is also go conquer other cultures.
It's a very important historical aspect of Islam is that Muhammad, he came up with Islam, right? Like, it was his John.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he wrote it.
He wrote it.
Yeah. And then he said he had six wives.
Yeah, he had bunches.
Kahina was his bottom bitch.
No. Kahina was not his bottom bitch.
She wasn't one of his wives?
She was not a Muslim, no. She was, she might have been Jewish, remember? Or yeah, she might have been a pagan, or she might have even been Christian. We don't really know.
But how does she get in there and portray herself to have, like, the voice of,
That was a different lady. So Muhammad had a bottom bitch. He had what was her name? I can tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, she got a name.
She
I mean, thank God. We really need to give women voices right now, Ainsley.
Aisha.
Aisha black.
Was
black.
His
That one's black for sure. For sure.
So Aisha was his go-to lady, and he spent a lot of time with her. And, like, her house, he built his ladies' houses all around the temple. And her house had a door that faced the temple. Everybody else's house's door is faced away from the temple.
Yeah.
So that's how you knew, like, that's who he was down with.
I forget what grade I was in, like, sixth or seventh grade. There was a rap song. Like, remember when we were young? I don't know if it's still happening right now, but it seemed like when we were young, there were a lot of child rap groups that existed.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't see those anymore.
Now, I don't know if I'm just out of the music game or if
no, I think rapping is just too adult now.
Yeah.
it's like a lot of the things that rappers do, you really don't want kids doing that anyway.
You get like those skinny, like 16-year-old dudes that like wear chains that are heavier than them.
Yeah, but they were younger than that, though.
They were.
Like 10.
Like little Bow Wow and stuff.
Yeah. And it was like, you don't like mumble rap is popular now. And it's like, you just don't want kids talking like that. You know, so like, maybe no rap for you guys.
Yeah.
No child rap groups right now. You're going to fuck up society.
Yeah.
But when, like, sixth or seventh grade, or maybe even younger than that, there was, like, a child rap group. I forget what their name was. It might have been a ABC, Another Bad Creation.
I don't remember them, but yeah, it was I just believe like, you.
And they had a rap song called Aisha.
Oh, yeah?
Aisha. And it was just like, she was a girl I never. Yeah, it was like.
Oh, I think I remember
I
that
song. I wish to get to know her better. And then it was like Ms. Ark chilling at the Piz Ark. I got a break because my mama said, be home by dessert. It was like.
Rapping was like kind of wholesome back then because it got linked to like Looney Tunes and stuff. And it was like.
Yeah. It was like, if I remember correctly, it was like they were like 10 and had a crush on a girl in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
It was like a middle school chick.
Yeah.
Aisha.
Yeah.
You know, it was adorable.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, that's I keep thinking, so of course Aisha had a door that faced the temple.
Yeah.
I mean, she was also, I'm not saying she was light skinned. That's what I'm saying. This Aisha. I'm not trying to make any connections.
She was also like 10 or 13 when he married her and he was like 30.
Do you think
something?
It was the Aisha from the song?
It might have been.
Yeah. It might have been.
Yeah.
Do you think? Are you saying Muhammad was in Another Bad Creation?
I don't know. There are no pictures of him, right?
That's also fair. It's Muhammad chilling in the pizza. I don't even know if I can say that. Was that sacrilegious?
I think so.
Man, did we just get canceled?
Yes.
Wow. So Aisha had a door that faced the temple because she's Aisha.
Yeah.
It's like every day. Muhammad was like, Aisha. His Bollywood. Anyway, oh God! I don't want to get canceled.
Yeah. She was his man, and like he died when he was pretty young, and like he hadn't established exactly who was going to take over, and so there were like one group. It's like this is like the Sunni and the Shiite thing was like one group was like, oh, it should definitely be lineage from Muhammad. So it should be his like nephew or something that should take over, and the other people were like, no, it should be the most qualified guy. It should be this dude. And
wait, that's how the Sunnis and the Shiites started?
Yeah, basically.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that before going in?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so they like picked their sides, and Aisha picked one side. And
Aisha a Shiite?
I forget which one.
Because it seems like it would be like, here's why I thought that. Because let's just say people were like, well, she was really close to him.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, it should be lineage, but Shiite. I don't know. I'm just saying. I know the slang that Muhammad used because he was in Another Bad Creation.
ABC, you know.
Yeah, so. Shiite.
Makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes too much sense. It makes hilariously retarded sense. That's a new word I coined recently. That's smart-tarded.
Smart-tarded.
Yeah. That's some smart-tarded shit there. I was like, wait a second. Is that true?
Yeah.
So, that's crazy. I'm at the very least, I'm very appreciative of learning the genesis of the Sunnis and the Shiites. I'll never forget that. Like, even though I don't know which one is which right now.
I apologize.
I mean, I'll have an answer. Like, I don't know if this is true, but I think Aisha has a lot to do with it. And then they were like, Shiite. And the person's looking at me like, what the fuck? What is wrong with you, man? I can't wait to try to say that with a straight face and polite society. Shiite. All right. So the Sunnis and the Shiites formed.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that, see, now I need to know this for, like, are one of those groups more strict with the restrictions on women than the other group?
Because
I would imagine at some point the break started to become like, well, we're traditional Orthodox and they're like progressive because of the whole woman thing.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I mean, I know like they kept trying to find peace, but then it was like somebody's brother just kept coming and killing everybody. You know, like
Aisha's
they just
brother Peanut.
yeah. And Aisha was in like one battle, like she led the charge of one battle for her side.
Yeah.
And then she felt horrible about it. She was like, oh, I should have never done that because now we're just, you know, killing each other.
And are you sure she didn't just see war and get PTSD? I mean, that's pretty fucking traumatic.
Yeah.
Like war back then?
Yeah.
Like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was.
I mean, I wonder what that was like. Like, I wonder if like the passion took her in the war and like the fear and the passion, she just started warring on motherfuckers and like stabbing men in the eye with like paper cutters and shit, or like letter openers and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's such a go-to thing for like a woman, like from any time period.
Yeah.
I feel like all throughout time, there's always been a woman that has stabbed a man in the eye with a letter opener.
I think you're right.
Right? It feels right.
It feels right.
It might be another smart-hearted thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's right.
I think, yeah, cause it's like sharp object, soft spot on that man.
Yeah.
Like it's the right height, you know, like wherever, no matter how tall she is, he's a little taller. So it's like a good angle. Like it's going to get in there right.
She's never going for it. It's like one of those things too. It's like if it hits the forehead, it like slide down into the eye. If it hits this, it slides up
into
the eye.
That's why people have that scar like this all the time. Letter opener. Yeah.
All throughout ancient history, like every third man had that scar.
Second wife.
Yeah. And then you see a guy with two. It's like, why'd you get married again, dude? You're lucky you still have an eye.
Yeah.
A lot of eye patches back then. Man. So, yeah. So where were we?
So this was just like, so Muslim world was spreading at this time. And, you know, because Muhammad had died, Aisha was, you know, she was filling in a lot of answers because this was such a new religion and people were coming up with their understandings. But over in North Africa, they were coming that way to, you know, raid and spread their religion and do what they do. And there was Queen Kahina was leading over there. And
so she was queen already.
Yeah, she was queen over in her area. You know, not at the very beginning when the Muslims started coming, but at some point she became queen.
Oh, so she got hip to Islam. She was definitely not a POC. She was everything we just described the white person to be. Like, she got wind of the Aisha version of Islam.
Yeah.
And she was like, that sounds fun.
No, she didn't want Islam.
She didn't.
She wanted to keep her culture. She was like, no, we do not want those Muslims over here. We were like, we got to defend our people. Like, they're coming over here to take our stuff.
Man.
We don't want that. We want to stay whatever they were. You know, they wanted their native culture to stay.
Now Shiite. All I'm saying is that was a joke. But yeah, so she wanted whatever. You don't even know what her culture was. She could have been Jewish, like you were saying.
Yeah, it wasn't like her culture wasn't necessarily her religion, because there was so much religion going on at that moment, like new religions and stuff. You know, they were somewhere between the pagan gods and all these new religions, Muslim and Christianity and Judaism. And
religion,
you know,
was the hot shit back then.
Yeah.
It was like, it was basically like the first hashtag was like religion.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody was like, well, I can do one.
Yeah.
I can do one.
It blew my mind. So like the difference between like Protestant and Catholic was back then that they always fought about was that the Catholics thought that God had humanity to him because he was both God and human. And they thought his humanity made him part, you know, human. And the Protestants were like, no, he's all God. And like that was enough for them to want to kill each other and have these crazy wars over.
Wow.
I don't think I explained it quite well, but it had to do with Jesus's humanity.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more distinction than I had before.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why there's Protestants and Catholics. I kind of have an idea about Baptists and the anti-Baptists and stuff, because that was later.
Yeah.
Much later.
Yeah.
And that was part of my advanced placement European history class. You know? No big deal. No big deal. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I always thought it was because when you took communion, that the Catholics thought you were, I always forget which one which, the Catholics thought you were actually eating Jesus and drinking his blood, and the Protestants didn't. And I was like, well, that's such a strange, like, we saw that cracker get made, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not actually Jesus.
But it is the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Because they're
like,
dude, you're not eating God.
Yeah.
Like, God? Are you kidding me? God? But then also at the same time, it's like you kind of have to be eating God.
Yeah.
Because God.
Yeah, it's all God.
It's God. Dude. Like, I imagine, like, that was the argument back and forth. It's like, God, dude? Seriously, God? You're like, yeah, God. God. Dude, God. We're talking God here, man. It's
like. It's now like, you have a civil war.
It's like a Protestant Allen Iverson and a Catholic Allen Iverson just go. We're talking about God. Yeah, so.
When the Muslims came to Northern Africa, the thing that Northern Africa had was its olive trees, mm-hmm. which olive trees, you can't get fruit off an olive tree until 12 years after it's been planted. So they.
How did they come to that realization, though?
12 years?
You know what I mean? How many olive trees did they have? How many generations of olive trees did they have to go through before they realized that, like, 12 years, edible 12 years?
I don't know. That's an investment, right?
That is an investment. That's also, I mean, it's a testament to just the ability to come up with, solutions for things back then.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. It's 2020. If an olive tree just, like, sprung up right here, I don't even know how to figure out that it takes 12 years to be able to. do you understand what I mean?
I don't think the olives start growing until year 12.
At all? Like, period. It's just a tree.
So. It's just a tree.
Even that is like.
And olive trees can grow in real deserty places. Like, they get the dew off the ground or something. Like, they can do, you know, I don't know. There's something.
Dude, it's just a wild thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Figure that out.
And so, and then not only did they were like, oh, look, olives. They make olive oil and do, like, olives were amazing to them back then. Like, they could trade them for so much money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like,
just,
how did you know you needed an olive if you didn't even have olives?
For 12 years. I mean, they showed up to a place that just had trees. And they were just like, all right, cool trees. You know, and then 12 years later, they got olives, and then they just had an industry.
And the Europeans were like, we got to get some of those.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Yeah, they made, not only did they realize that they needed that olive oil.
Yeah.
But they made olive oil look so fun. Yeah. That white people were like, we want in. You guys look so shiny and so slippery. White people, which is funny to me because in 2020, if olive trees were new and happened now,
yeah,
and like the first olives came off in 2020,
yeah,
white people get no olive oil.
Black people would be like rubbing it all over their skin.
Oh, man. It's just like leaving their olive oil open around white people, seeing what they'll do. Oh my God, everybody looks so shiny. I want to be shiny.
You find the white person that's like burned so red, like you were in the olive oil.
You don't even know how to use it. Ah! Look at him. Just, oh man, that's funny.
And so the Muslims came, you know, they had battles, tried to fight them off. Mm-hmm. And then some dudes were like, look, we have a lot of gold. We'll give it all to you if you leave us alone.
Wait, it's funny to me because like I said, we recorded already. And somewhere around this part of the story last time, Nancy was like, and then there were camels.
Being important to the story. Yeah, I don't really remember why, but there were camels.
But you got it this time. So I noticed you hadn't brought them up yet.
I don't remember. I know. Okay. I still have no idea why they're important. Okay. But camels are important at this time. They changed the battle.
Anthony, and don't be racist. Yeah. Well, because it was, they couldn't get the up mountain or what was it?
No, yeah, you can't take a camel into battle up a mountain, Sydney. You got to take the horses and the mules. But the trade, like you couldn't travel the deserts like you could when you had a camel if you didn't have a camel. And I think the camels came with the Muslims.
Ansley said, "Well, I don't think they had the right camels." to go up in the mountains with. She thought they had different types of camels. like they all showed up in like their drifting camels. Or their,
well, these were one-hump camels. They have a special name. Do you know what the one-hump camel, I forget what it is.
Dromedaries?
Yeah, dromedaries. These were dromedaries.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So.
And the other one's like
Pachydermina.
Dare me. Pachyderm. But then also like pack of something is also an elephant too. Yeah. So it's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But all right. Go ahead. I don't want to teach too much.
There was this one story about it was like people were warring and they tried to like whoever won the war got this princess.
Fuck yeah.
Right? And so like the princess, whatever culture she belonged to, she lost. And so she was being sent off to marry the other people.
She's like, we're really doing this?
Yeah.
Like, but what?
What? She was on a camel and she was like, I'm not doing it. And she jumped off her camel and broke her neck.
Yeah.
But they went into the story about like how it's really unlikely that you can jump off a camel and break your own neck.
Dude, if there's a will, there's a way. I can promise right, you that.
Right? Like, I didn't know how to take that. I was like,
I could see it. I could totally see it. She just like pencil dive straight with her head.
But it right into the sand, like maybe the sand, you know. It's how many like, times did she jump off the camel before it worked?
The funny thing to me about that is like, because she did it with the purpose of that.
You murder herself.
It had to be technically proficient.
Yes.
Like, so she like stood up on that camel, like kind of put her arms together and like dove off with like the perfect flip. So her feet were like perfect, you know, it was just like, man, that's hilarious.
Feet were still sticking out of the ground.
Yeah. Well, she stood up on the highest part of the camel's hump.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I could totally see it. Yeah. I could totally see it. Like, for the people who are like, I don't know if it's possible, like, yeah, you've never grappled.
Like, or jumped off a camel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you've never tried to do something cool and it went wrong. You've never flipped off of anything, dude. Man, I could totally see that. Like, I believe that story 1,000%. I mean, it's just because, again, it's with the fervor of somebody who you think you're going to win. You think your side's always going to win.
Yeah.
So when you were offered up, they probably did that all the time. Like, well, if you win, you get the man. And it's like, we won again. It's like, these bitches can't have me.
Yeah.
You know? And then they finally lost. And that had to be like, We're not really doing this, are we?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we're really going to, you know, and it's like that energy.
Yeah.
Like, that'll get you to swan dive into a fucking sand dune. Yeah. That'll get you to fucking pencil dive into the low sand.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, that's sick.
So, back to Kahina. Kahina. So, they gave them all the money. They went away for a while, but then they came back because they were like, there's got to be more money, you know?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, she had gone to her people, and her people were kind of divided into two groups. There were the mountain nomads that were still moving around, and then there was the farmers of the olive trees and stuff. Yeah. And she was like, listen, guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to burn everything. We're going to burn our cities. We're going to burn our villages. We're going to burn our olive trees, and then they'll leave us alone. And
that is a Karen move. That is a straight Karen move.
Yeah.
Like, I will burn it all to the ground if you don't give me a refund. Yeah. It's like, that's what she's doing. That's what a Karen is doing.
Yeah.
When she asks to see the manager.
It's burning it to the
she's
ground.
Burning it all down. It's like, you're all getting fired. Yeah. You're all losing your jobs right now. I'm going to speak to this manager. He's going to fire you and he's going to quit.
The store will exist no more.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which is like still such a ridiculous strategy.
Yeah.
To burn it all down.
Burn it all down.
Yeah.
Now you're in the desert with camels and nothing. And so, like, some of the nomads were like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, Kahina. Let's burn it.
Of course the nomads think that.
Like, I got all my stuff on my back.
It's like, dude, Papa's Rolling Stone anyway. I mean, I'm ready to bounce. Let's go.
And the farmers were like, nah, it took a long time to grow these olive trees. Like, let's not do that.
Man, the classic farmer nomad battle. What, right? Were there merchants? What were the merchants doing?
I don't know. I mean, they were traveling the Silk Road, right?
Yeah, the merchants were nomads back then.
Yeah.
So it was the merchants, not the nomads. The merchants.
They wanted to burn it to the ground.
Filthy fucking merchants, dude. They're always ready to burn shit down because they just like, we'll just go. I just like, dude, I just hooked this up to my camel.
Go to the next town.
Dude, I live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, all right, so yeah.
So then the farmers started bringing Muslim people back to defend them from Kahina and saying like
the enemy.
They were like, come on back, enemy, and defend us so we don't have to burn our stuff and we'll share Kahina's with you. Because
Kahina's now their enemy.
But yeah, she wants them to burn their trees
so
now.
It's the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, which one of you is going to be my friend? So, all right, so they hooked up with some mercenaries.
Yeah, and then everything just fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, I fuck with mercenaries heavy.
Yeah.
Was that this episode that I was talking about that?
Yeah, talking about mercenaries.
Fuck yeah. Mercenaries are the shit.
Yeah, little America.
And he's like, even though they were originally the bad guys,
yeah,
like, because they were getting paid to now do something, like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I appreciate their morality.
Yeah, morality. You give mercenaries morality?
I mean, the morality is about that dollar. They're about the paper.
Yeah, yeah. And they like war. And they're, you know, like, they're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they were like they were the first gangster rappers. They were about their paper and their camels and their bitches.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's all you need, really.
I mean, when you're, yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. It's, see how much time. That was good. I think that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. We got a podcast here. We brewed up a podcast.
Did it?
Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think that's...
Man, it's like, I'm so annoyed, because I don't want to try to recreate it, but that stuff about how the actor, the voice actor for Cleveland that stepped down.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Man. I do got to say this, because I did mention it, but like if you're a listener and you don't know, or if you do know, it doesn't matter, but the voice actor for Cleveland step down because he's white, and Cleveland from the Family Guy and the Cleveland Show is a black character, and it was like part of this, you know, we have to give these voices to black people campaign, like let's step back, it's my time to be silent and let a black person voice Cleveland.
Yeah,
but I really truly believe it in my heart that he's just trying to get credit for doing such a good job voicing Cleveland. And it's like, really, is anybody gonna try to cancel me? Like,
yeah.
I don't think nobody was coming at him.
He was getting sick of it. Yeah. I haven't gotten one hate email.
Seriously?
I'm just sitting here, nobody saying anything to me.
I don't think anybody knows that the guy who voices Cleveland is white. And he probably started like putting it in like Reddit in different places. Like,
did you know?
The guy who voices Cleveland is like, get the fuck out of here. That's the blackest man on TV.
Yeah.
Like, he is that black guy.
Yeah.
Like, they found that black guy to do that black voice.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. But yeah, that's just, oh man, that was good. That was a good one. That was a good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about it here, not quite the same, and we got the gist of it out, but it wasn't. The way that flowed organically was, I mean, that was so fun. White people would want to fucking appropriate it. But I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Shout outs to me. Let me grab this real quick. Do some shout outs. So just start having this ready. That'd be pretty sick. Man.
You would have it ready if it wasn't for white people, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
How are they? How can you tell me, since this is what white people like to do right now?
No, I have to listen.
Well, you have to first tell black people how they are being held down by white people.
Yes.
And then you listen. Like you shock them with some news that they didn't even know. And then you're like, now I'll listen to you.
Did you know that I put a force field around your electronic phones, which bounce off, like they don't bounce off of me because of my white skin, but because your skin is darker. The force field works against you.
Wait, is this true? Is this 5G?
Yes. Tell me what I should do about it.
We're going to do some shout outs. That's okay. What we're going to do. We're going to stop your fucking megalomaniacal. Damn it, I had such a good phrase out there for you. Your megalomaniacal racism.
That's
the best kind. Yes. It's like, that's the kind of, like, you almost kind of fuck with.
Yeah.
It's like, he's trying to take over the world, too?
Yeah.
It's so fun. Shout out Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Liz Bott, Doc, Phil Clark, Kevin Stevens, Julian from Canada, and Meg, what up? Shout out. Yeah, shout out. Shout out to all the people that joined the Patreon. Forgot to mention the Patreon again.
Oh, it happened.
God, it's like we have too much fun.
Yeah.
We also got to be about our paper.
We do. We're not good mercenaries right now.
We're not good mercenaries right now.
Okay, that'll give me inspiration to be a good mercenary.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. yeah. It kind of got me hype.
Yeah.
Because, like, before, it'd be like, I hate promoting. It seems tedious. It's, like, repetitive. And I feel like we're in people's face and begging for stuff. But it's like you said, but now I'm a mercenary.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Check out the Patreon. Subscribe. Rate. Review. Okay, we got to get out of here. The bugs are coming. Our bug spray is wearing off. Your force field is wearing
it
off.
It is.
Yeah.
Bit my
so, okay. Shout out to Meg and her Instagram, meg.says.so, and her podcast, So and Tell. Check her out. She's awesome. Very fashionable. She might be able to make you some clothes if you're cool. I don't know how that works. I mean, she's probably also about her. She's a mercenary.
Mercenary.
She's about her paper.
Yeah.
And Kevin Lau, Mary Jo, Tim, and all the podcasts, all the podcasts. Nicole, Raj, Janelle, Courtney, Rick, Andrew Pace, what up? Keith Butts, Kyle Hancock, Erica Daniels, Levi Mercer, Justin Masabi, Ezekiel Ellis, Logan, Ryan, Roger Downs, Joe, Rob, Joe Francis, and his girlfriend's company, Saved by the Wreath. TJ James, our man down under, holding it down, man. I hope you're getting your workouts in and getting your jiu-jitsu tight. Nick Cupsey and his two books, Lost in the Mail and The Five People You Beat in Wawa. This old guy, still don't remember who you are, but I hope you're out there being non-COVID.
Non-Antifa. Hope you're not getting knocked over. What
he
was that? Was
he
him?
He didn't make it.
No.
He didn't make it.
Not in all these protests.
No fucking way. He was an old white guy that really enjoyed participating in the fun.
Oh, not good time for them.
Dude, that is a comorbid condition.
It's like, old it's, white people that like the fun.
That's who's dying of COVID is black people with diabetes and white people who enjoy fun. It's really like the same thing. Yeah. It's like, it's the same. And did I remember Chris Bruno and Kevin McGran?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Chris Bruno and Kevin McGran. What up? What up? And I think that's it. This was a man. Aren't you glad that was a good decision. Mm-hmm. That was a good decision.
Of course it was. It was made by you, a POC.
Yeah, dude, it's like, I mean, because it was like, it was okay. There are other podcasts that would post that last podcast we did, and that would be their best podcast.
I think you're just mad because the white person in the group is shining. And you're like, I got to take the shine away. This is not the time for
you. Yeah, it's like, you don't get olive oil. Get that olive oil off your skin. Thank you. Also, shout out to Circadian Clock and the music you're listening to right now. Melissa is the best. Thank you so much. Smart target.